Well, how would the military carry on in the event that an enemy manages to melt down the DOD's digital information infrastructure? Seems like we're talking a lot about that this morning. In the age of network-centric warfare, it's a critical question. Well, a panel at the Joint Warfighting Conference, concluding today in Virginia Beach, explored that digital disruption question. And joining us for an update is Air Force Major General Kevin Kennedy. General Kennedy, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Okay. And so how's the conference going? Give us a general overview of what's going on in Virginia Beach.
Well, the conference, Joint Warfighting Conference, has been going very well. We've had some great speakers join us and some very good discussions, and it's been a very positive experience.
Now, you were on a panel or part of a panel to discuss the topic specifically of what would happen in a digital meltdown. Tell us some of the issues to be explored there.
Tom, the digital meltdown, the first thing I think we got into a discussion about was what do we mean by that, and what do we mean by a network? And I think one of the areas that I tried to emphasize is that in today's world, even commercial world, you're getting this effort to try and make it very seamless to go from a wired to a wireless realm. In a 3G network, you know, the whole idea of iPhones and everything else. So I talked more about the wireless part of the network, whereas we had some panelists that wanted to talk more about the wired part of the network.
Well, I mean, in the Air Force itself is becoming so much more cyber intensive. And let me ask you this. I mean, manned aircraft have self-contained IT aboard them, and it's because it is self-contained, it's probably pretty safe from cyber attack. Whereas the unmanned aircraft and systems like that are connected wirelessly with the control mechanisms on the ground. So there must be some new concerns that would occur, you know, should there be some kind of an interruption for things that are remotely controlled. Is that part of the new equation?
Tom, I would say you're right. I think the one connection I'd go there is obviously the brain power that's in there, and the agility of that brain power in that manned cockpit is something more than just an IP address, and I know you know that. I think that the issue gets into a little bit, how do we try and maximize our ability to leverage all this information technology at that tactical edge, whether that be in a cockpit or in a convoy or a dismounted soldier walking in southern Afghanistan, and yet also ensure that we're not putting these people at risk because they're so reliant on information technology that they don't know what to do if they don't have all those feeds and insights being pumped into their location.
Yeah, that was my next question, really. I mean, do you emphasize more making sure that because so many eggs are in that basket, you really watch that cyber basket? Or is there equal emphasis on, as you say, making sure, well, folks, here's what you do in case it all goes dead on you and it's just you and your weapon and your wits?
I think that our tactical edge guys are properly trained, but what we're looking at here is this training tipping point. To what extent do you spend your time training a guy to get full max leverage out of the capabilities that potentially are available for him, and yet make sure that you give adequate time to teach him the very basics so that they can do their job even if those capabilities aren't fully there, or if, as a matter of fact, if they all fail. One of the things that's very important about that is that we have tremendous agility, we have tremendous warfighting capability when we leverage all of these tools and put them in the hands of a guy in southern Afghanistan today. But the issue is that if we don't have that ability, well, that warfighter still has an ability to defend himself and an ability to do what he needs to do and follow commander's intent. However, he's not going to have all that agility that he did before, which will therefore decrease our ability to mass and maneuver and achieve what we're after.
I guess the fog of war comes rolling back in a little bit in that situation. We're speaking with Air Force Major General Kevin Kennedy from the Joint Warfighting Conference, and speaking of joint, I mean, a lot of the bandwidth worldwide is supplied by DISA and, you know, two different branches of the military, and then each armed service has its own cyber possibilities and capabilities. How do you manage the jointness of recovery in the event of cyber interruption?
Well, you know, that's a good question, too, and what we're trying to do is, I would say, just as the commercial world tries to prevent dead zones so that they can increase their consumer satisfaction, we're trying to eliminate dead zones for our American military forces. And we have to recognize that we typically go into environments where the network is very austere. And so we have to almost, if you would, bring a network with us. And that's where the jointness piece comes in. We're trying very hard to ensure that through joint integration, joint interoperability, that the different systems that the services are assembling are interoperable so that it makes the network more robust. And the ability to leverage, cross-leverage different capabilities that each of the services bring into one person's hands at a tactical edge.
And it may sound disingenuous because civilian agencies have this, but do places like the Air Force have continuity of operations plans for this type of eventuality in a battle situation?
Well, I think certainly you do. You always have a good game plan on this is what we're trying to do, but then you have backup plans of because you realize that when you're having in the middle of a conflict with an adversary that they get a vote too. And so,
unfortunately,
you do need to be able to be agile in your responsiveness, and that actually is a tremendous American advantage. We have some very educated and very talented folks all the way from our most basic enlisted guy all the way up to our senior flag officers.
And you've got that Cyber Patriot event that we discussed just before you came on, feeding in new people with that capability. Hopefully,
absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, thank you very much for joining me with that update, and good luck on the rest of the conference, and we'll check in the next time we need a cyber update from the Air Force.
Okay, thanks.